Folks, we're going to go ahead and get started. Just for the purposes of transparency, at this point, we are three votes short of a quorum. So we'll take care of some non-action business and hope that lightning strikes, which I'm not confident it will. However, I called Las Vegas before the meeting and put a bet on a 45-minute under for the meeting, and I think it's probably going to be good if we don't have a... we can't approve minutes, so a couple items from me, and we'll get to some reports, and then we'll see where we stand. On the website, under the Senate Updates button, there is a report from our Senate representative on the Student Research Council, so if you get a few minutes to take a look at that, please. Wade Pinkard, who's our Director of Employee Wellness, wants folks to know that the Employee Wellness website is up and running, and the program starts in January. He'll be in to talk briefly to the Senate in January about the program, but I've also posted under the Updates button on the website a one-page kind of information sheet that he put together, so you may want to take a look at that as well. I wanted to give you an update on the review of the by-term proposal. Three chairs will develop reports from each of their areas. That's our three Senate standing chairs, UCC, Faculty Welfare, and Academic Quality. I've asked Guy Jordan to write the full report for the Senate, which he'll deliver to the SEC at its January meeting, and that report will come to the Senate during its January meeting. Just so you know where we stand on that administratively. Jennifer?
Nothing for me.
Do we have a COSPU report?
Chrissy Graham, Molly, no.
Thank you. Patty?
Just quickly.
Do you want to come up here?
I can.
Yeah, it's easier.
Okay. I'm close.
All right. Board of Regents committees are meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Regents Room in Mass Media. These are open meetings. Anybody who wants to come is welcome to do so. The agenda is posted. At last check, the agenda items were not posted, so nothing was scanned in, but the agenda is at least posted, and there is going to be one additional item that's coming to the board tomorrow. Really, what could it be? Is there something going on? Is there a reason everybody's emailing me this week? It is the contract, which was sent out this morning, and there's also an intellectual property policy, which is also something you should take a look at. And I do want to get your thoughts before the full board meeting on the intellectual property policy. When that's posted, please take a look at that. That will affect many of the people on this campus. But on to that other thing. The contract is now in hand, and I can confirm that most of the reporting I've seen on it, the numbers are correct. $850,000 base salary, $1.2 million buyout, those are correct. There are some additional provisions as well. That is going to be considered in the executive committee tomorrow. I'm not a member of the executive committee, so what that means is that I can participate in any discussion. I cannot vote at the committee meetings. It will, I'm sure it will go forward from the executive committee, and that means that it will be on the agenda for the full board at the January meeting, and it will be posted. So what I would like to ask of you is I want to hear from you, and I want to hear from more of you. I should really put it that way, because I've been hearing from a lot of you this week, and it's been excellent. So keep up your correspondence, and if you have not been in contact with me, if the Spirit moves you to say something, please do, because the board is very interested, believe it or not, in what the faculty have to say on this subject. It is a huge move. It is a huge precedent to set, and something like this cannot be considered without the faculty voice being heard loudly and clearly. So let me know your thoughts, and the board will be meeting right as we begin our new semester. The agenda will post 1 week in advance, so I will make sure to send the link out to you so everybody can peruse everything that's up there. But I thank you in advance for everything that you're going to send me, and to those who've already been in contact, as usual, you make me very proud to represent you with your eloquence and your careful thought that you give to all of these issues. So stay in touch, and I'll be back in touch after the new year. Thanks.
I'd first like to inform folks, those of you who haven't heard, we all went to Dallas. A fair number of went to Dallas for SAC's meeting. At that meeting, Rich Miller, the vice provost, suffered a significant heart attack. While exercising, he remained conscious and responsive throughout. I was taken by ambulance to Parkland Hospital, where he finally, after many tests, underwent surgery to insert a stent yesterday. I am told he is flying home as I speak. So if you extend your best wishes, prayers for Rich, he should be back in the office tomorrow. That's what I understand. Recommendations from the Senate. 2012-11-01, Graduate Council on 02 UCC approved. Recommendations 03, 04, 05, all relating to new colonnade courses approved with enthusiasm. I think that's great to see these finally coming along. A few remarks about site scores. Congratulations to Corey and his peers for a 67.54% response rate to the online sites, which is actually up a 0.25% from what it was in fall when it was done using the paper forms. I'm not sure which of the various techniques worked, whether it was the promise, which we intend to deliver on, of free gifts to, it's a raffle contest, or whether it was the inability to preview grades early unless you had completed all of your course evals. But whatever it worked. And we're going to keep those policies in place for coming semesters. I heard some concerns from faculty that students are saying, well, I filled in my evals, I can't see my grades yet. You're under no special obligation to post grades any earlier than you would ordinarily post them. They're due noon on Tuesday or whatever. That's still when they're due. So students will have access to see whatever grades have been posted in advance. Students who have not completed all the course evals don't get to see all the grades until the grade due date. We have finally completed, after the enrollment picture settled down a little bit, the staffing plan for next year. We added 16 new tenure eligible positions. And since some of these were replacement positions, it ended up a plus 6 overall. So if all these searches go to completion, we'll have 6 more tenure eligible positions than we have at the current time. I'll let Corey talk a little bit about the value-added grading system. He said he would have some remarks to make, so I'll pass that on to him. I said we did go to the SACS meeting. It was extraordinarily informative. Our compliance report to SACS is due September of 2014. That may sound like a long way away, but it's not. Because one of the very first things we have to worry about, and we'll be discussing this with department heads in January, is that every single faculty member assigned to every single course for next fall, and that's assignments that will be made within the next 2 months, must show adequate credentials to teach that course. That course. Whether it be a terminal degree in a field related to that course, or a master's degree plus 18 graduate hours related to that course, or an alternative narrative explanation of why they're qualified to teach that course, we have to know that to present that to us part of our compliance report. So again, we'll be talking to department heads. What this may mean for faculty is maybe you start digging a little deeper than you have in the past to explain just exactly why that PhD in zoology entitles you to teach a course that's just called biology. I mean, that may seem obvious if you're a biologist, but it's not necessarily obvious to a SACS reviewer. So we have to work at that a little bit. By terms, As Mac already mentioned, the Senate committees are preparing reports, and I appreciate that. The forums are complete. We completed all six of the college forums. The reports some healthy, lively discussions involved. And probably I intend to make some kind of statement at that January meeting once I hear the results of the faculty survey. And last but not least, see you at commencement in a couple of days. We are combining the graduate and undergraduate ceremonies. So this Saturday there'll be two ceremonies, one for three colleges, one for the other three, of which both master's, specialist, and doctoral degrees will be conferred along with the baccalaureate and associate's degrees. See you Saturday.
Corey?
As Provost Emsley alluded to, he presented his value-added grading scale proposal to the Student Senate last week. The SGA Executive Committee generally supports this proposal, and whenever we come back into session next semester, we're planning a resolution of endorsement. Similarly, the SGA Executive Committee has drafted a proposed policy regarding evaluations of teaching student teaching assistants, and has submitted that to Provost Emsley for his review, and we look forward to working with this body to see its implementation. And finally, I hope each of you have a good winter break.
Thank you. Do you may have any questions for the folks? Okay. I'm going to backtrack to letter A. I need a motion to approve the minutes for November.
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
Any discussion, changes, notations? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Graduate Council report? Graduate faculty only. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? A lot of graduate faculty. UCC, yeah.
I'd like to move approval of the November UCC report.
Any discussion? I just wanted to point out that both of those reports contain program revisions that have floated around in the bureaucracy for some time. Those were the teacher certification programs that we started out with back in September, which was almost the end of my tenure as chair. I want to thank the folks who got together and resolved that language so that everything's all square now. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Faculty welfare, Tucker?
No report.
Academic quality.
No report.
Let's skip down to new business. First item is policy related to the recently created research tenure track. Dr. Emsley, anything you want to share? This does come with the endorsement of the SEC.
Oh yeah, important correction perhaps there. Research faculty track is not a tenure-eligible track.
Oops,
however, in reviewing the policy on promotion, it transpired, I'm not sure how this happened, the earlier wording in the policy was not consistent with faculty handbook rules regarding promotion. In particular, it had words to the effect that essentially the dean's decision was final, and of course that's not true. All promotions have to go through me, the president, to the board. And so the document has been amended to reflect that, that the promotion criteria or procedures, rather, for research track faculty are essentially the same as they are for tenure track faculty. And the other correction related in section B3 about raises, and again, I don't know quite how this ended up there, but basically merit raise for the research faculty would follow the same protocol as merit raises or across the board raises for all faculty and staff, so those changes were made, and I believe that was it.
To entertain a motion to approve.
So moved. Wait.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Dr. Deitel.
How did I get from the pension committee for his forward? Foundation category.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The last item is just an information item, the proposal on the plus-plus grading system. It's posted on the website. If anybody has any questions about it, certainly chat with the provost, take a look at it and see. Anybody else have any business for the welfare of the Senate, the university in general, or my personal and professional life? I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Have a nice holiday break.